You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome everyone to the Andre Segovia Show. I am your host, Andre Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me on what is a very short week because it's Christmas. Yes, Christmas time is finally here. I know it's a season that we celebrate, but the Christmas day is upon us. And then after that's done, it feels like the magic is gone because now we're fast approaching the new year. It's just amazing just how fast time has gone. And since it's a short week, I actually want to keep this to a short episode because I'd rather all of you spend time with the loved ones, family, friends, the most important people in your lives, because remember, they are the ones that keep on giving. Like in my case, they're my kids. My kids keep on giving. They continuously surprise me with how much they learn, how much they remember, how much they contribute or don't contribute at home. But it's always amazing. The smile on their faces, the glow in their eyes, it's just always something beautiful. And that's why for the season, I've been wanting for every year to teach them, and as they understand better, to show them that Christmas is a time of giving. That's what Charlie Brown says. It's a time of giving, not receiving. I don't want my kids to be anticipating a gift for Christmas. I want them to learn how to give, and they've done so. They actually parse through their entire collections, all of them, for stuffed animals, toys they don't play with anymore, that they outgrown because they've grown up. And we put them all together in bags, and I took it to the Salvation Army last week. Because it's to pay it forward, pass it on to those that can benefit more from this. And that's what I want for my kids. They willingly did this. Whereas before, if you take a toy from them, they'll be screaming and kicking and yelling and saying, no, don't take this away from me. But then realizing, like, you're not using this. You know? So this time, this year, as they've grown up more, my kids are 6, 4, and 2, they're learning a lot more. And they really want to have other children smile as well in this season. So that's why we gather things up, including clothes that they've outgrown and footwear, including my own clothes and for my wife's, and pass it on. And that's the whole point about Christmas. Because people, after Thanksgiving, supposedly they're being thankful that day. And later on, maybe like an hour or two, they're bludgeoning themselves for the best deal, so-called, because they're trying to outgive the other person, or they're trying to just stock up on everything that they want for Christmas because me, it's all about me. And that's an unfortunate mindset. It's perpetuated by greed, and I've always boycotted Black Friday for the longest time, and I continue to do so for that very reason. It tarnishes not only Thanksgiving but also the season, and it's tragic, and it's spread across the world. It's not isolated to the United States anymore, but I don't want my kids to miss the meaning. I don't want them to be a part of that mob mentality. I want them to rise above and understand, and as I pass on these principles and values to them, so they can pass it on to the next generation as well, so they can share that. I don't want the world to be robbed of light. So that's what I wanted to share with you all. It's Christmas time this week. I did a giveaway, and I hope that those of you, even though you participated and didn't win, are appreciative that I did my best. If I could, I'd give something to all of you, but I just want to appreciate the support, you listening to the show, you participating with this and sharing it with others. That's a gift to me. Thank you so much. Continue to pay it forward. I really appreciate it, and your continued support helps me to continue producing programs for the next year. And just remember, there is one more thing you are still able to enjoy. even though this is a short episode, I do have an episode coming up this Christmas that's debuting exclusively on my website, www.theandresegovia.com. If you're not an Off the Record member, you have access to the entire library of content that you don't access on the main show every Monday. There's a lot more stuff going on in the background, including exclusive shows such as the Critic Corner and the Soundtrack Corner, and you have access to that until the end of this year before the wall goes back up. So if you missed on the Christmas series, by all means, tune in and enjoy the Christmas series, just because I really enjoyed sharing the joy with everyone. Well, that does it for this episode of The Andrew Segovia Show. We resume one more episode about Real Estate 101 before closing out the year. And I hope you tune in to listen to that as you get your resolutions ready for the new year, like your goals and commitments. And hopefully one of those is to become a homeowner, assuming you're not already. Thank you so much for listening to the program. Follow me on the socials, you know, my websites. And if you're interested in real estate resources, that's www.segoviares.com. And I'll see you on the next one.